Welcome to the Keep Idaho Red Radio Show.
I'm with Tom Luna. I'm Victor Miller. Hey, we're going to speak to someone who's running for Senate in District 15.
Yes.
And that is Cody Galloway. So good morning to you, Cody Galloway.
Good morning. Glad to be here today.
Cody, I think nobody knocks as many doors as do you. And so maybe quickly tell us, as you're knocking those doors, what are the top issues that you're hearing?
I ride my bike to a lot of the doors. I'm faster. I'm a mountain biker, so I can get to more people and talk to more people if I'm on my bike.
Oh, that's your trick.
I love that. Okay. I love that.
And that's my secret sauce. But the interesting thing is people say, oh, Cody, you're riding a bike. And they're kind of surprised at that. And I say, well, yes, it's the price of gas. Like, you can't afford to drive from house to house. And that's what I'm hearing. And that conversation is gas, inflation, groceries, the price of milk and eggs, just such frustration with the economy and how this tax and spend Biden inflation economy is not working for Idaho. So I hear that a lot over and over.
And so maybe talk a little bit about your opponent, okay? So maybe let's start. What is the difference, do you feel, between you and your opponent, even in your professional life, just your backgrounds? Maybe enlighten us a little bit on that.
Okay. There's a stark difference. So my opponent, he's retired, but when he did work, he spent 29 years as a government bureaucrat. So he's been working within government for his entire career. My experience is a little bit more varied. My husband and I are business owners, and so we've hired and run businesses here in Idaho for the last 20 years. I also taught elementary school in a public school right after I graduated from college, and one of our businesses was a private school for adults where we taught adults and improve their education. So I've done a lot in education and a lot in business, not a lot in the government sector. I'm new to this part.
You know, I'm thinking about the first two topics, right? What you're hearing at the door, yeah, and the fact that you're a business owner, right? And then I'm looking at the record of the only person in District 15 that is running again, and he voted for $4 billion of, there was $4 billion of tax cuts. He voted against that. You voted for it over the next 10 years. $500 million of rebates. You voted for that. He voted against that.
The Democrats voted against it.
There was property tax that would have limited the amount of growth in property taxes, something that would have increased the homeowner's exemption. Voted against that.
Yeah.
And then there was also, just tax after tax after tax, right? In terms of grocery taxes even, right? There was an ability to allow a family of six to buy $2,000 worth of groceries, more groceries, tax-free, voted against that. And you supported all those things, Cody Galloway. So that's a big difference between how Democrats think in District 15 and how you think.
Yeah, I'd say in general, if you're a Biden Democrat, you're always thinking that government's the answer, and bigger government and more taxes are going to solve our problems. And I just don't believe that. I'm for the individual, and I think people know best how to spend their money. So every opportunity I get, I'm going to give the money back to the people and let them decide. Spend it in your family. Spend it in your business. Invest in a business. Grow a business. Anything. Even if they're just spending it in our Idaho economy, the people of Idaho know better what to do with their money than the government does. And so I'm going to do as much as I can to push, keep taxes low and push that money back to the people.
Folks, we're visiting with Cody Galloway. She's a candidate for Senate in District 15. You'll see her name on the ballot on Tuesday. She's a current representative. She's served in the Idaho legislature. Let's wrap this up. And Cody, talk to us about your pro-education. You're a mother of four. You've been a teacher. This is an important issue for many people. Talk to us about what it means to you when you say you're pro-education.
Great. So pro-education means I'm pro-kid and pro-family and in a variety of ways. So last year, the Idaho legislature, we passed a great health insurance plan for all of our public school teachers. And education spending in the public system went up, and we spent more money in the public schools on literacy and helping those youngest kids learn to read. I'm pro all of those things. But in addition, I'm for the kids and the families and the parents and having them be involved in the schools, having them have options. And I think we need to shift from a system-focused approach or government, one system fits them all, to have a more kid-focused system where every kid in their unique circumstances has what they need to grow and to be successful in Idaho. And that means providing families with good options for education.
Hey, Cody, just remind people, District 15, 4 years ago, Senate seat was won by 6 votes by the Republican. Yeah. Talk a little bit about your district and why it's so crucial that people get out and vote. There's about a minute left.
Right. 6 votes is what separated the winner and the loser last time. So if you've ever thought your vote wasn't important, that is not the case in District 15. Your vote does matter. And if you want an Idaho mom who's going to protect your constitutional freedoms, enhance the education of your kids, and keep taxes low, then I need you to show up on Tuesday and vote Cody Galloway for District 15 Senator.
Couldn't close it any out better than anything than that. So
that's great.
We've been really fortunate on KIDO Talk Radio 107.5 FM, 580 AM, Keep Idaho at Red Radio to have Senate hopeful Cody Galloway.
That's
District
right.
15, please go out and vote and support Cody Galloway in this race.
And then we'll be celebrating her victory when we're on the radio next week.
And hopefully the House members of Steve Kaiser and Dori Healy as well.
That's right.